Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Direction.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having.
Hey, good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, in particular, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, this is that guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, with a quick, direct, to the point postal podcast this morning. How many of you are aware that the post office and the union agreed to what we call Energy Use Clean Air Act Committee? We should have one in the post office. Don't know if we do or not. But this morning's podcast comes to you from the national agreement, and I'm going to read the Kim to expound on what I'm going to read. We're coming out of Article 20.3. Article 20.3 is energy usage. In order to reduce energy usage, the employer and the union will promote the use of carpooling and public transportation where available. Now, when I read that, I automatically think that if there were two employees carpooling together, to stay in compliance with Article 20.3, If it did not require violating a bid, say two MHAs, the post office should make every attempt to make sure that they get them on the same schedule, thereby allowing them to carpool, which goes right in line with Article 20.3 on energy usage. Now I'm going to read to you from our Kim again on Article 20.3. In order to reduce energy usage, the employer and the union will promote the use of carpooling and public transportation where available. The Postal Service and the union agree that reduction of air pollution by means of carpooling and the use of public transportation should be promoted. This subject is further addressed in the Memo of Understanding Clean Air Act Committee reprinted, at the end of this article. So, as I said to you so many times before, once we learn our rights and what the agency has agreed to do for us as employees, once we learn and once we ask for these rights, it makes it hard for the agency not to give them to us. And what I mean by that, I'm currently aware of a situation in Columbus that there are two MHAs who carpool, but management plays a little game with them. And they kill me with the needs of service. If they really understood the needs of service, they probably wouldn't be supervisors, but because they don't get that. But whenever it's convenient to deny annual leave, a 3189, or anything else that they can't justify doing because of their vindictive nature, they'll go with needs of service. So, again, there's an MHA. Two MHAs work in the same plant. No schedules involved because you place them on certain tours. You should allow for days off to be the same, starting times to be the same. If you're going to operate under Article 20.3, energy usage. Now, it's something that you very rarely ever hear anyone talking about, but listen, it is a right afforded to us by our national agreement. Why not take advantage of it? Now, let me say this to you right now. Before we get carried away, we're going to have to fight, union. I say again, union, we're going to have to fight to make management be in compliance with this, because regardless of what the situation is, management is going to scream needs of service. And as a union, we have to understand and be able to break down actual bids, employee compliments, in order to show management that it's not detrimental to your service, particularly since you agreed to do it as a national agreement item. Let me take a second also and tell you why, when I refer to the management manner of conducting business with employees as vindictive. Well, I'm currently working on the apps as a level 5 driver. Now, let me tell you, there are 2 level 4 mail handlers, one has since retired, who put change of schedules in for the last month, maybe 2 months, no problem. In fact, they put a level 4 on a change of schedule to come in to do the job that I'm supposed to do. Now, I put a change of schedule in to come in the same time, and I was refused because needs of service. Now, I just want to say to postal management who might hear this podcast, if a 3189 is specifically designed for an employee's personal convenience, how do you deny it based on needs of service? It's not the same as 3971. And we will address the denyance of that, the refusal of that change of schedule through the grievance procedure. But I just don't understand how management tries to justify a request for personal convenience denied because of needs of service. That's why I refer to them as vindictive. But mind you, the level 4, it's only one now, I think, can be on a change of schedule to come in and do level 5 work, but a level 5 being me, Ken Hodge, my change of schedule disapproved. Now, but that's not vindictive. Again, I consider it very vindictive, and that's why I use that terminology when I spoke about them. Hey, before I say goodbye, I understand we have a town hall meeting coming up in Columbus, Ohio this Tuesday and Wednesday. Hey, mail handlers, if you go to a meeting and you have a question, ask it. I think the plant manager is kind of open to questions. So again, if there's something that's being said or something you want to know at that meeting, don't be afraid to ask it, because you can only find out the answer. Have a great day and be safe.